we are very, very much optimistic because we made a statement as the Christian Council of Lesotho on the 21st, just after elections, which also includes what we are expecting from the new government. And from his address, we are very, very much optimistic that he is going to deliver to make a very, very great change for the country.
If you were to advise the Prime Minister, what would be your number one advice?
We have listed about 8 things that we felt that needed to be addressed by the new government. First, to respect the nation itself. 2, to ensure service delivery. 3, deal with matters of education and matters of health to ensure the respect of the rule of law. And 6, depoliticizing security agencies. 7, to prioritize agriculture. Then 8, to put effort to mitigate climate change.
The issue of uprooting corruption, how important is that to Lesotho?
Definitely. We also spoke about corruption. And from his address, he actually gave himself 100 days in which he's going to be coming back to the nation to give account as to how what he has done. And this makes us to be highly optimistic.
So you are optimistic based on what the new Prime Minister said, that he's going to deal with corruption?
Yes, because the way he was giving his address, yes, it was public. We didn't think that he can do that publicly because he said within such a day, his government secretary should have delivered this to him, should have planned this for him. He should know almost everything that is pertaining in the country.
You mentioned the rule of law in Lesotho. Why is that important?
In the previous government, we saw that that has not been taken seriously. There had been so many killings. There has been so many, even those corruption that has happened. People didn't take seriously the rule of law. So we said this can be taken seriously. We will be having a country that is now stable and secure.
You mentioned stability. Do you think the government under the new prime minister, there's a sense that there will be some stability politically?
Yes. As the Christian Council of Lesotho, we are working towards that very, very, very much. Even when we were preparing for these elections, we did a lot with the political leaders together. We were actually trying to find out the peace of the country and stability. Those political leaders can indeed provide deliver peace in the country if they are well handled. So we are saying they should continue on that. And we as the Christian Council will not stop to say now they've started. We will still go and help wherever we see a need arises.
Bishop Ranke, thank you so much for taking your time to speak with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.